This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline, DOE's dramatic plan to move tons of surplus plutonium for processing at LANL and disposal at WIPP. In-person public hearings in New Mexico and one virtual public hearing will be held about the Department of Energy's plan to ship more than 30 tons of surplus radioactive plutonium for processing at Los Alamos National Laboratory, LANL, and disposal at the Waste Isolation Pilot Plant, WIPP. The plan is found in the draft Surplus Plutonium Disposition Program Environmental Impact Statement, which is open for public comment until February 14th. The proposal by DOE's semi-autonomous National Nuclear Security Administration, NNSA, if approved, would change New Mexico forever. Plutonium pits, or the triggers for nuclear weapons, would be trucked from the Pantex facility in Texas to LANL, where the pits would be pulverized into powdered plutonium. From LANL, the powdered plutonium would be trucked to the Savannah River site in South Carolina, where an adulterant to inhibit recovery of the plutonium would be added. The plan is to truck the waste from there to WIPP for disposal. In total, the plutonium in various forms would travel over 3,300 miles. The proposal places a tremendous emergency preparedness burden on states, regional governments, and communities along the transportation routes. CCNS urges you to learn more, get involved, and submit your comments to DOE NNSA before the end of the comment period on February 14, 2023. To download the draft plan, go to www.energy.gov/NNSA/NNSA-NEPA-Reading-Room. The first public hearing is in Carlsbad on Tuesday, January 24th, from 6 to 9 p.m. Mountain Time at the Carousel House at the Pecos River Village Conference Center, 711 Muscatel Avenue. The second public hearing is in Los Alamos on Thursday, January 26th, from 6 to 9 p.m. at Fuller Lodge, 2132 Central Avenue. A virtual public hearing will take place on Monday, January 30th, from 5 to 8 Mountain Time. NNSA states that the first 30 minutes of the in-person meetings will be a poster session where NNSA representatives will answer questions. Spanish and English translators will be available. NNSA will then make a presentation, followed by public comments. Oral comments during the in-person and online public hearings will be limited to a maximum of 3 minutes. Joni Ahrens of CCNS said, quote, NNSA's plan is convoluted and complicated. It has taken time to review it. Next week, CCNS will post talking points and sample public comments you can use on our website, end quote. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information and to support our work, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.